שזה נקרא מתלבט.
I was about to end of the sugya, but Machas Hesheyach, I'm going to say something now. I don't understand just saw the sugya in the Gemara, in the Shechem, and I think looking like going to the East in the Bisyasif, which is good. So hard, the sugya is hard. The Gemara, the Shechem, there's a lot of sheets, there's a lot of trying to fit everything in. Once you get to Shulchan Aruch, it's all, I don't even recall it, downhill. There's not so much to make a lot of the sugya. Even between all seven sifrim together. But there are nafkaminas, one nafkamina, I think the one I'm mainly going to focus on today is from Sif, Lamed, Ches, with the, what is the hagdor of Eid HaBodev, Eid HaShein HaBodev? And Mamela, the nafkamina, will come out, Lamashal, let's say, you buy a pack of Eidim in a Ziploc bag, you know, that says on it, Eid HaTzach, or whatever brand it says on it, and she didn't check it, you're supposed to check, she should check it before she uses it. Let's say she didn't check it. So is any Mokum Lahakal and say that it's not called Meir HaBodev? That they're not really checked. I'm assuming, let's go on the Hanacha for a moment. Should she check it? Okay, let's go like this. Let's go on the Hanacha that the way they make them is they buy a brand new sheet of white fabric, which they cut into small pieces and launder and dry, and then they package and seal, but no one actually sits there examining each piece of cloth both sides. So assuming that's what happens, which I cannot say, I was never at the factory, I never spoke to someone who was Mavara exactly the Metzias, but let's take that for a moment as a Hanocha, that there is no one, they don't have teams of ladies sitting there and taking each piece square, checking both sides, and sticking in the bag. I think that's a reasonable Hanocha, but again, if someone's Mavara, they actually have people checking, it's a Gevaldik.
As you really think about there is between one brand and the other.
I don't know. I don't know if there's stuff by hand, it could be the machine could do that also. It's hard for me to imagine that they're not they're checking them.
Like they said that they watched
them. Probably what happens is you have a quality control person. They roll, you know, they take out the big sheet of white fabric and they glance over it to make sure it doesn't have like any significant stains and dirt on it.
Maybe they can be bodic a few at random.
Maybe, but the question is that enough? Is that enough to make something
Eid HaBodev? It's called Eid HaBodev.
What?
It's an H Eid HaBodev without it running like a scoped dog. Because that.
No, maybe it's something Havor Baal. So you want to tell me if it's a mashulas and a gris also, it's bothered for that. Maybe.
Let's say, how is it?
Let's say you find a small, not even like, not something you could see even without a magnifying glass, but a small red spot on it.
You wouldn't
notice that Bahavara Baalma, so I don't have it anymore, but that piece of toilet paper that I carried around with me, but it's in two small red dots.
You
constantly find it. I got it from the shop. I pulled a piece off once, that there's two red dots. But the small dots, Patsy. It could be that the Havar Vamos on this place.
Personally, I've never noticed one, and I've been in the country for 10, 11 years.
You never avoided
it. Right, yeah, I never looked that close, exactly. That's our point.
The Chola in the Mifal, how is it really white? The mice said the Chola is really clean.
That's where it's clean. There's no shallots.
No one checked it because we went through a. White color, right?
Okay.
They painted it white. And from
then,
they
wash it three times before they cut it up and package it, after they cut it, before they package it. If they don't wash it three times,
let's say even a person takes, a lady takes t-shirts.
Yeah.
A white t-shirt, you bought.
Right.
It's for sure white. There's no question. There's no guessing on it.
Okay.
So, it could be that it's also be considered by the, maybe not the point of the Rashba, but in the
Chulah. Rashba, Shulchan passes the Rashba. Okay, we'll get there. You bring up a good point, but we'll get there. Let's work. But I just mentioned that they washed the Eidim three times. But it'll be a little bit in the year later. There was a mice a couple of years ago. I actually got a phone call from the mazikir of Tiflis Pass that I should be careful, that there was a big problem going around, that they found that some of the Eidei Bedika were repelling water. They seemed to have been coated with some kind of silicon compound. And if you, they showed me that if you take water and spritz it on them, you'll see the balls of water stay on the surface of the fabric and will run off. They don't get absorbed in the fabric. So I said, you have to be very careful. If you get an aid, and it's one of these type, this brand of the aid, then, so you have to know that the fact that you don't see anything on it doesn't necessarily mean it was a good bedika. Okay, is it a good bedika? It's not a good bedika. We get the kufzat involved. We'll worry about it. But so Tarani told me they were mevar, and then what was pshat? They weren't. No one was sitting there painting these edim with what do you call, spraying them with scotch guard or whatever. What happened is that is the natural state of the fabric, and usually they wash the fabric 3 times before they cut it up and package it, and that softens it and makes it more absorbent. This company decided 3 times. That's mugzam. That's exaggerated. Let's be cheap. Only wash it 2 times.
Where does it say to wash it 3 times?
No, that was just the way they did it. Because of the modern process of making white fabric, they treat it with certain chemicals that make it to a certain degree water resistant. And the materials, so they used to wash it 3 times, that made it nice and soft and comfortable. And this company is cheap, and wash it. Now it's all awful. And this company was cheap and only did it 2. They made one run that they only did 2 times. And that run, Taka, did not absorb water nearly as much. They showed me, they filled it 2 cups of water, they put one for the spray and one for different on the surface, and one right away got wet and sank to the bottom, and the other just floated on the surface and stayed dry.
What was it made out of? Cotton?
Cotton.
Yeah.
But it was treated with some silicon compound. Anyway. But they're washed. So the edema are laundered, they're laundered 3 times, it seems. So, what's so... Oh, so l'chai we had 2 abundance and 1 is an eid abundance. We had toises, who says you have to have checked it and then not put it down for a second until you used it, which l'chai is an extreme kula. And it's not much shulchan aruch. And we have the Rashba, which is the sheet to be paskin like, who says that it's not necessarily as long as you have a chazak. It was checked once and we don't know that anything happened to it. So it's the cheskas boduk, and that's still called an eid abodik. It'll be, have all the chumras of an eid abodik. What?
Yeah,
really
should check
it before.
Is that someone else's?
Is
Bidiyah,
but
it's okay.
Yeah,
the
what's the
Bidiyah?
Just
the Bidiyah? I have Shulchan Aruch, does not mention this, that's the Bidiyah.
What is the
Bodh Kosh?
Kosh
Shah,
that's
not. What is the Bodh Kosh? Bodh Kosh is. Ezehu Eid, Bodh Kosh, 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 It doesn't say here that it Shulchan Aruch doesn't mask any lechatchila to be boded miyad. Now, Pashto's of the Rav and the Shulchan Aruch is I can get away with this probably because I don't want to see, but it's going machlekes achrayim. Pashto's according to the Rav, once she was boded it, and again, what was the end of the lashon saying for Shulchan Aruch's lashon? Lo noida shenichtam by kesem, lo yehad virasei b'shuk shel tabachim. The way the Zem is asking, but somehow he's a Bechazkas Baduk. Kozman was once Baduk, and I don't know it was Vada in a Shukshel Tabachan. It's Lo'oil of Bechazkas Baduk. What if it sat out on my dresser, a dresser that doesn't have any aerosol cans or anything else, it sat there for 6 months? Still Bechazkas Baduk, right?
It has to be less than a Tachta.
Yeah, no, you didn't put it in a place where there's any. It's not a Malkum that has sun. It's dirty. It's not a dirty place. But it's open. It's not shovel. It's not zip. 100%, right. If you know there's bugs climbing on your dresser, so that's going to be like Shuk Shel Tabach.
Or the other way. It's less. There is Tachtov. A Shuk and then Tachtov.
Yeah.
Tachtov is not a Vadai. Shuk Shel Tabach is Vadai Ksomen. Tachtov is not a Vadai Ksomen. Still, it's a Reusagor.
It's really, they also used pushed it, so you would have smushed it. Here, you know, there were machalas climbing on your dresser, you didn't
maybe
do anything.
It's less.
So, Pashtus of the Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch is that once it was once Baduk, and Machalas, it's like Dinei Chazaka, anyone wants to go through Schweitzes and Shayosh or whatever, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Pashtus is once it's a Chazkas Baduk, or a Chazkas anything, calls by you not Ikrit from the Chazaka, blinds in the Chazaka. And here we don't have anything, Kozma, nothing was oikr from the chazok. It doesn't even need to be sealed in a Ziploc bag. Even if 5 years it's sitting on an open counter, but we don't know that there was anything flying in the air that would have made it dirty. what's going to be even taken a step further? What if the lady comes and says, I was by ticket, and now I don't remember if I took it with me in a Shuk Shel Tabach? I don't know. I don't remember. So Mechayach Kolei Chazak, it has a Chazkas Baduk. You only have a Sofik if you were Oikele Chazak. So Mechayach is not Oikele Chazak. Mechayach is going to blind the Chazkas Baduk. You can't be Oikele Chazak without something equally strong against the original Chazak.
And once you say that, then it's
going
to be able to
be Oikele Chazak. Remember, now this is called Neira Baduk. It's still called Neira Baduk. Because according to the Rabbi, that's the Iker. The Iker
means that. That explains Neira Baduk means Eid that's not Nabok. Doesn't explain that it's Shabbat.
I think, let's try to explain what is the Machlokes the Rabbi places be associated with the Machlokes. It seems Tosis is learning here that it has to be, in order to be Tomei Mishum Nidu, it has to be Vada. Vada meaning 100% Vada. Borrow. You put it down the egg for a minute, it's not bad anymore. You need a beer gomer. Otherwise, you'll hire out what we said before, because really is, again, what's the. What?
Where's the problem?
According to Tyson, you put in a kufsa.
It doesn't say kufsa, and Rashi was because now Tyson buys it not in.
So
if I want
to say that
Tyson
is going to be good.
It'll be called Bob. Who says this?
If I remember well.
I didn't see
the
Tzitzel.
But before the Lashon is Lein Chosim Yod. The Lashon Lein Chosim Yod.
Tzitzel says Lein Chosim Yod, right?
But it could be by Mutznik. He means Mokum Dein Rukam Lugam, right? But it's a Dein, not Kachba. Tzitzel
doesn't say
that.
Ramazan, if you put it, why? Because if you were Boydiket, and you put it in a sealed Ziploc bag, let's say, right away, so it's Vaitre, it's a Biro Gomer. What?
Which
Tzitzel
says is Boydiket?
So
those cases are weiter called a Birur Gom. But Tesis clearly seems to be saying that you need a manish of Birur Gom. Anything in why? Well, Chari, that one of being going back to what we said by her Goshes, is that in order to be Tomei Mishum Nidu, to be Tomei Deraisa, we need to say.
It's
the test of the Rishonim, yeah, we don't have the test.
When he brings test, he says,
that's the way the Rishonim bring test. We don't have that test in the Gemara.
Our test is close to it. It says, if you don't
want to listen. The test is brought down in the Rishonim. Yeah. It's brought down as Shita's test. Even though it's not our test. Sorry.
What's the
Chashash going to say? Even what was up in this case, let's say she was going to put it straight in a sealed box, in a sealed bag, that's also going to be good. But because that's still a Birur Gom,
which makes a lot of sense, Misvar.
That's what I'm just saying. What would the Svar be, Lachara? Because here, in order to be Tomei Mishum Nidu, you also need a Hargosha. Now we have a cloud by Bedika, that we say that, don't mind Mishum Nidu, that we say, since Roy Yudom and Roy Hargosha, we're going to say the Stoma Shein Hargosh, even though she says she didn't have one. She's saying I didn't have Hargosh. We're saying the Stoma you did. In order to say that, it has to be Vadei Nigufa. Once there's a Sofik Me'alma, even if it's a slim chance according to Tysus, it's no longer Vadei Nigufa. And now I don't have a strong enough, that would weaken the Chazok of Rav Dom and Boy Hargosh, that it's not going to be strong enough to go against her saying Lo Hirgash. So Bukhari, that's not modern Tosis. Bukhari, once I don't have a Bure Gomer, it's Igufa, now I no longer have a Chazok, a Gemura of Reiv Dom and Boy Bahar Gosha to tell me that when she said, Loi Hirgashti, that she doesn't know what she's talking, that she made a mistake. So you need a Bure Gomer. What's the Rajbu learning? Rajbu Bukhari is not coming from Tosis. Rajbu is learning that you don't need a Bure Gomer. A Chazok is enough. Kozman is the Cheskas Baduk. Now it's going to have a shame of an Eda Baduk. And now what? Now when I'm not going to be. So that's the exact. I'm not sure 100% with the exact natures. But the Rabbi is saying that now we're going to say that there's no reason to be Talmud Machayos anymore. I don't know what he's doing exactly here with the. the Hargosha, with another Hargosha, with a beer, then I'm not saying clear. But the Radical Lachar is clearly saying that even though the Radical is Be'etzim coming to say Chumra, connected to Tysus, but Lachar is also going to come up from the Radical Kula. Because when the Radical is coming to say, when you don't have a beer Gomra, when you do have a beer Gomra, maybe the Radical will say it doesn't make a difference how you got that beer Gomra. But when you don't have a beer Gomra and you're relying on Dinei Chazaka, well, Chayretz Muchach in the Rajbah, that Chazaka has to be a Chazaka of Bdika Davka. Because in the Rajbah's case of what he calls an Eid Beinani, an Eid She'enei Baduk, you took it from a Makam Amutzna that's Derech Lohaniach Sham her Eid. Now, well, Chayretz, in such a place, there is a Chazaka that is clean. Als Dinei Chazaka, it should be Bechez Kasnaki. Because this is a place where it's the Derech to put Dom Nikim, Eid in Nikim. So Lachaira, it's not going to be worse than the Chazokas of Seikun ala Chazokas, the Chazokas of the Chveis, when Ish v'Isha boy in the year, that we nemon that they're married, whatever. Isha with B'na Karach Akra, that we nemon it's her son, and we be Seikun ala Chazokas, he's Baal Imai. Lachaira, it's not worse. This is the Derech Brave Day Adam, the Derech of her to put, keep her Eden, Beduk, her Eden, the Kiyam in this place. Her Eden, the Kiyam in this place. So Lachaira, there is a Chazok that the Eid is clean.
So,
not a chazok that it's bodek, a chazok that it's clean. Uh-huh. And that's not enough, according to the Rashba. Also, according to the Rashba, what's in the case where you were boydik it and you left it sitting for 6 months on the open table? It's no longer a birur gomor, but it's a bedika. It's a chazok. So chayr, the Rashba is going to, you need a chazok that's doch a bedika. But once you have a chazok, I don't need a birur gomor, but I need that. But the chazok I need needs to be a chazok of a bedika, not just a chazok of nikius. Not just a chazok, it's not here, it needs to be a chazok that it's both. Which l'chayro is in a way, is a shtikul tzad kula the Rashi.
Although not relative to Tosfos. Tosfos would certainly also be at least that mekul.
Tosfos would be that mekul l'chayro. But within the Rashi itself, he's saying that once I that a chazaka helps, it's not enough a chazaka that it's clean. Even though a chazaka is in Kol HaTorah Kula is a badai, but a chazaka that it's clean isn't going to make it like Tysus's case of vadai noki that is going to be is going to have a din of eda bok. So Lachaira comes. What's going to be enough? I mean, Lachaira. There is, what was the case I was, so they ask, oh, so the a number of Acharinim Shtautzu, Shulchan Aruch Rav, they bring Shulchan Aruch, I think Lechem Simla they brought, I saw one in the Heitigas farm, Shevet Levi brings it, Pesach Shar brings it. They want a Shtautzu from Sif Lamed Vav. Sif Lamed Vav is a case like this. We know we'll have soon that there's Dine Kli and Ksaber. He's just telling the whole number Shechelu Litlaisba. One of the things the lady can be tailored in is herself. Let's say the lady has her dress, or underwear, whatever it is, and she's a dress, and she wore the dress when she was in Nida, and then she went to the mikvah, she continued wearing the same dress. And now, after she went to the mikvah, a week later, let's say she finds a kesem on the dress. So she can be tailored that the kesem was already there from back when she's in Nida, and that we don't, are not chayshish that the kesem came after she went to the mikvah.
Who's
writing this? The Shukra. That's really Sif Mem Heh. Sif Mem Vav then says that what if she washed the dress in between? So it's really, it's a sug in the Gemara. There's a shayla in the Gemara if we say that kibbutz is kibbedika or not. And the maskana is that we say kibbutz is not kibbedika. And the fact that she washed the dress is not the same as checking the dress. And the main is, even though she washed it, we could still be told that the kesem was there before. Then there's other problem there in the sif that we don't have to get into now, but that's the ikur yusoy of sif mevavas negeras. The kibbutz is not kibbedika. However, the shulchan aruch here, the shulchan aruch rav says, and is that was kibbutz bizman chazal. Kibbutz bizman chazal was not as thorough of a cleaning. Maybe they just eretz shom bottle and they make an afkinu leis and shuvah shachal b'tishah and kibbutz shalhem kibbutz shalonu, but ech she says that was kibbutz bizman chazal was not a thorough cleaning, and therefore it was not kibbedika, and we were so chayshes that maybe the kesem was there from before the kibbutz. However, kibbutz shalonu, either because, for whatever reason, you know, the detergents or whatever. So therefore is a better kibbutz, and that they say is like a bdikah. That's Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, if I remember correctly, only says it le'ini over there in Sif Mem Vav. If I remember correctly. Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Mem Vav, le'ini in Tliya B'mak. Le'ini in Tliya B'mei Nidasa. He says you can't be Tliya B'mei Nidasa anymore after a kibbutz B'zman HaZeh. Because any kesed that had been there before, Tliya would have been washed away. Or at least is washed away enough that you can no longer use that as a Tliya. The Hesed Shara and the Sheva the lady.
What? Always come down.
That's what he says. Okay, the Kasha and Mitzis. But
Mitzis is not like that, right?
If you wash it right away in hot water, it doesn't necessarily come out. If you wash it in cold water, it will almost always come out. But no, Luchayr, if you just threw it in the washing machine, it's not moved that a blood splain will come out. No. But maybe it'll get lightened enough that it'll be nicker that a Vade had been washed and.
That's
why the sugya is nemvav. Not maktir, naglid, whatever. Okay. For argument's sake, let's just take this din of Shulchan Aruch Rav Kiyulu. Let's assume that that's only nemvav. We get to sit nemvav, we'll decide what we really hold. But let's assume this for now that the halach of the Shulchan Aruch Rav is only nemvav, is accepted. The kibbutz shalonu is like a bedikah. So when they were there, you can't be tell anymore, be mainly dosa. Okay, that's mistaber because there's a svara. Again, assuming that's the metzias, there's a svara that a kesem would not have remained from mainly dosa, and therefore, you can't be telling it anymore. But Pesach Shah and the Sheva the Levi want to bring out from there that Tzed Shulchan Aruch Rav says that kibbutz shalonu is kibbedika. So by us in Siflam Lechas, it should also be kibbedika. And therefore, an item of clothing that was washed, even if she didn't look at it before she washed, put it on, it should be considered like an Eid HaBodok or a Cholok HaBodok. Now, L'chayra, I'm not sure, I mean, if you're taking the sugya from the Havana portion of Birur, which is in the way Tosfos learned it in Svara, although Tosfos took it much more extreme, but if we're purely going, we're trying to be mavar, is the beggar clean or not? So maybe it's a good sushta. I see the metzias, I see from the shograz and the mvav, the metzias is the kibbutz shalom who gets things clean. So here too, it's kibbutz a birur gomer, vada this beggar was clean. If that would be the metzias, is a birur gomer. L'chayrish, the tesis isn't going to consider as much of a birur as being baidik and putting it down for a second. So it could be l'chayrish tesis wouldn't agree with the Shulchan Aruch Rav either. But I'm telling you, the Rajbo also won't agree with this tsushta. Because the Enoch and Ami, the Indian Tliya Bimeini Dosa will consider Kibbutz Kibbedika to say you can't be Taila anymore. But the Indian creating a Chezkas Baduk, maybe it's a Chezkas Naki, but it's not a Chezkas Baduk. And the Rajbo Luchari is saying that just a Chezkas Naki is not enough. Because Lokach Eim and Mokma Mutzna is also the Chezkas Naki. And the Rajbo says that is considered an Eid HaBeinani, an Eid She'enei Baduk. That's also B'chezkas Naki. L'chayra, Mechubas isn't any better than taking it from the Mokum Mutzna where you put your things after the Mechubas.
Well, if kibbutz is considered like a Bedikah.
What do you mean like a Bedikah? He's not saying it gets a Din Eid HaBeinani. I don't see from Sif Mem Vav it gets a Din Eid HaBeinani.
It makes it a Chezkas Baduk.
It gets a Chezkas clean.
Why?
Well, that's why.
Baduk has to be in your eyes.
Where do you see from? You don't see from Sif Mem Vav anything about Dinei Eid HaBoduk.
Yeah, but there is no din. What's the din of checking with your eyes? The din should be chazak that's clean.
So then how do you understand the Rajbo holds? Okay, we took it from a Mokma Mutzna, it's considered a
Eid HaBoduk.
Well,
chazak that's Baduk.
Chazak would have to be 100%.
That's what I say, Sikhna Allah Chazak.
Yeah,
where's 100%?
Over here,
Kibbutz
makes
100%
like
Baduk.
What's the difference between Chazak and Baduk and Chazak and Baduk?
Yeah.
Chesed
Naki,
maybe it's a 1% chance it's not clean.
And that's still a Chazak Gemur Deresa. So what's...
No, but we're going to be in the bottom.
Why is it going to be in the bottom?
I don't know, there's a 1% chance that maybe it was dirty.
And if you put down the 8 for a minute, there's also 1% chance. Like that Tyson said. That's Tysus. You put it down for a minute, there's also a 1% chance it got dirty. The Rabbi says, but I stole the Chazakah.
It's a question in the last so
it seems the Rashi was mechadish it didn't hear. Even the Ba'atzim is coming with Kul, but also Lachomet, you need two things. You need, Mitzad Echad, it's a Kula that we can rely on a Chazok, I don't need a Birub Gomer. But Mitzad Sheni is Tzad Kula in the Rashi, that you need that, the Chazok has to tell me, it's not enough that the Chazok tells me it's clean. The Chazok has to tell me it is a din bot.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe if it would be a drop bottom, see, like there was a gazu or whatever. You know, we're talking about because they didn't bother. But you know, because here it is also because Kozman, I know she's saying what you're gisha. So I can say that there was vade a hergosha here. It's not the rice. Once I'm saying that she vade, it's vade nigufa, and then we've done it by hergosha, then it becomes the rice. Because when I don't reach that, it's not duress. Even.
No. So must say the H and Bullock won't be duress then?
So could be H and about what? H and about it? Sorry, not duress. You're saying that 97% is not enough and 98% is enough. That's what the Rashba is saying. And if I left it out, and if I was biting it and I left it on my living room table for 6 months, that's going to be more vadai than if I took it out of the place where I keep my clean white laundry.
It was never vadai. This way was really a vadai. It had 100% one, so it never came off. You know, no, it came off. But here, it never had 100%.
Could I put something dirty in it?
It could be, but you have a chazok. We have a chazok. You did, and if you left the dining table, also, if you put the dining room table, also could have left the dining table.
No, but also could have put something dirty inside the drawer. If I have a drawer, I usually keep the clean aided. Now I put something without looking at it, and I stuck it in there.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. It is possible.
No, I'm saying because I put something where I usually put things, it doesn't mean that now it turns into clean. Put something dirty where I usually put clean laundry,
doesn't have
clean laundry.
Say that, but there is a chazaka. There's something.
Okay, so how could there be a chazaka?
Because something that's in the clean laundry place is clean.
If you
put in something dirty, it will still be dirty. That is true. The chazaka will not clean it.
You
don't have to be chayshish that this thing you're taking out is a piece of dirty laundry.
She never
it's
looked
very
at
rare.
It.
Why?
She never looked at it.
When you open your closet at night and you take out something, you don't have to check in the way. You don't have to take out the light and check
it.
You're not. It's clean.
But just dump the things into the closet, so why should it be clean? She never looked at it.
Put it from the dryer.
She's assuming whatever I put there a week ago, the stubble I put in after I cleaned it.
No, but she. That's
it's an assumption. It's a chazaka.
She never checked it. She never looked at it. It's not that she knows she put something clean and she never
But the Torah is not mechayev to be chayshes, but maybe she by mistake put dirty laundry in the clean laundry in the linen closet. That's what a chazaka. The same way, again, the same case is seiklin al chazakas. When a mother and a child move into town, and she's carrying a child on her shoulder, whatever it is, you're right. It's possible it's an adopted child. It's possible it's not some kid she kidnapped. It's possible. And we would never mevayer ever that it was her son. But Lamai says if he grows up and he's Baal Lam, we're going to give him skila for Baal Limon. Because Seiklon Allah Chazakas. Because we don't have to be chayshish that when a lady comes pushing a baby in a stroller that it's not her child. Unless we know otherwise. That lechayer is the... Again, someone who knows Shav Shmaitz better than the kids and tells me I'm misunderstanding Chazakas is welcome to correct me. But my understanding of Chazaka is it's not 100% bureau, but that's what the Torah requires me to be. The Torah considers that a bureau gomer. What's normally done is considered by the Torah a bureau gomer.
No, but it's a different type of
Chazaka.
It's a different type of
Chazaka. Okay. So one's a Chazaka me kar, the other's a Chazaka de whatever you call it, the Rub de Alba. But the Rav is using Mechadish, and you need this. Somehow this din. At first I thought the Rav is Mamashishi, the Rav is saying it's a din bother. But it is not, it's not just a din. Rav, but it has to also do with Chayru. But the Rav is saying there is an aspect here of a din bother. For some reason, it needs to have a shame in that bother. It's not just enough to be mavur that it's clean. So in King Lachay, there's no riot from Sif Mavur that Mechubis is going to have a din of bod. Who brings? Shevin Levi, Hesech Shara. I mean, whatever, the art school putting Shevin Levi. They all still see it's a riot. I don't think it's a riot.
Who else is aside from those two?
Sech Shar and Sheva Halevi are the two I saw. Bring down that Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know, to Shulchan Aruch Rav. So Mamelu, it seems to me that if... So Enochan, Sheva Halevi says someone who's mitar, a Dabar Mechubah's name, but it has bound to go with it. So the way Shimon Levi presents the Mishnah, about what he's saying is very mistaken. The Shaila is not what the Rashi is saying, but what he says is if someone brings Bifanenu and he brings the lady's white underwear and he says she washed it and put it and she put it on after, but she didn't check it, and now you find it in a big red spot. Pachas Migris looks it though, but a significant. It looks like down gomer, and it's not a tiny speck and whatever. He says anyone who's matayas mina matzmiim. Then Minasvar, what he's saying, makes a lot of sense, right? But the problem is, Lucharu the Rashi was saying it doesn't have a din boduk. And Elchanami, do I know it was clean? I 100% I believe you that when she put it on, it was clean. I know this, I'm sure this wasn't, I came out to make a swore to say for today that this kesef wasn't here when she put it on. Abu Lamais, the Rashi seems to be saying that that's not an Eid HaBoduk.
That case happens to be different because there's no diga there, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's fine. In
other words, you're saying off Kesem. Okay, so depends if Kesem and Eid are the same Hagdar. So let's take, let's take our case. Let's take she took an Eid. Let's say again, let's say the Metzius is that these Eid in the factories are washed and are never checked. Mm-hmm. I'm tying now Peter Rajma, which is the only Shita brought in Shulchan Aruch, and is Nisak L'chala Shitas, L'chayra. It should have a din of, if she didn't check it before she used it, it should have a din of Eid She'ein Eid Bodev, and if you find a Kesem, Prochus Migris, that's Ahu, should be tar. Which is Shem Levi saying, it's Minasvar, it's Tumor. But when Maiz Bukhari, that is Shita Zeraj, but it's Nifsakim.
Why not?
Once it's Jason Migris, then even H.A. Nibbog is coming.
No.
Why not?
Because
Shem Levi
is saying that
it's Nifsakim. But, I hear he's coming. And the problem, I'll tell you, the one Rai he would have, say that earlier I can not understand.
If we pass an H in a bodok, the only Taliya is gris, is right, that's what the Rabbi says. So it could be like the Chassan that is Maneno, you have to do the Machlesh with Maneno. And even that now, if it's not much Machlesh at all today.
Okay, so go with Machlesh with Maneno or whatever.
But today, no Machlesh at all before.
Okay, so what I'm practically speaking is, it may put, that's saying Lucharia, it comes in a half of the Gazette. Our Eid of Lucharia, she didn't check them, she never did an Eid Shein Eid Bodek. Okay, you want to tell you, like, if some
certain... That's something you can do, but if it's the right, the question's
still on the right. The one thing is, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Lemaisin, our Sugya, argues on the Siddur Torah I mentioned at the beginning, and he says, that if even like Mukhari is going to Bedasar out because he's going to the Shulchan Aruch, he's going to Aloha Maisa. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says if she checked the aid and she put it down not in a sealed box but left it on an open place for more than, I believe he says, 24 hours, or maybe he says a 12 hour time period, it loses its din aid of all. Who's
this?
Shulchan Aruch Rav.
Do you haven't remember the SIF number?
I don't know where it is, but
according to who?
That's what I'm saying. L'chayr is not the way I learned the Rashba. So L'chayr Shulchan Aruch Rav had a different Havon in the Rashba. I don't know what it was, but L'chayr had a different Havon in the Rashba than I did. So the Mela, what I'm saying L'chayr is not, I can say it's not Shver on Pesach Shan Shem and Levi. They somehow understood the Rashba, however the Shulchan Aruch Rav understood the Rashba. I don't know what that is. L'chayr is not, it's not the way I understood the Rashba, but if they are going to say we accepted Shulchan Aruch Rav's chat in the Rashba, whatever, however he understood the Rashba, you say, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Pshat and Rashba. I have a kasha on his Pshat. I have a kasha, Oy Bazoi, where you take it from a Mokum Amutz, then why isn't that also Bechez Kasnaki? Kasha, it's a kasha. But then, the Lamaisa, I have a kasha on Shulchan Aruch Rav, doesn't Shulchan Aruch Rav? I'm not going to catch Shulchan Aruch Rav making a mistake and I'm on the Rashba. That's what they hold. So they're going to say, we're passing Shulchan Aruch Rav, I'm on the Rashba. But the Siddur Torah argues on Shulchan Aruch Rav. So the Italian understands once it has a chazal, like the Rashba, Once there's a cheskes bodek, if you left it in an open place for 6 months, it's still the cheskes tarot. And luchayru, that makes sense of what the Rashba says. So I'm saying, lefim reivani is daiti. I think that luchayru from Vashtet and the Rashba is more mistaber the way the Siddur Tara understands the Rashba, and then comes out not like Shevet Levi and Pesach Shara. But what they're saying is luchayru is the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav learned the Shittas Rashba, which I don't understand. But they're basing themselves on Afrik Dele Acharidim's Havon and Shittas Rashba.
So I'm sorry, he gives him Eis Leis as the gather?
I forget if it's 12 hours of Eis Leis.
Thank you.
I well, so then they get the shadows, the rice is Rabban and whatever. Okay. Yeah. So, Chayton, the Doyum will finish up the sugya.
Is there any reason she should check it?
Definitely. She's trying to be Shivanik. The purpose of Shivanik is to be Bavara if she's in need, if she's still seeing Dam or not. If she didn't check it first, it's not a Bureau goal.
Let's say Stam, she has a reason to think.
Well, once it's clean.
You should find it clean when she comes out.
Let's say Stam, she has a reason to think Shloim Bitach Shivas Shivanikim.
But again, what, if you think it's Yem Avesis or something, again, you're trying to be Bavara. Again, so the reason she wants to be Bavara, what's going on?
So but yeah, but it needs her benefit if it's a Shanimar.
But then you're not doing anything. Just don't make the Tikkur. I mean, it's better than not doing anything, but it's not you're not doing it for the purpose.
Another kind of like there's a mitzvah to do with Tikkur and Shiras Mukim.
So
if that bottom is not a kind of mitzvah.
This is yeah. You know, it's more than just whatever. You
haven't
done
anything. She doesn't find anything.
Does
she didn't check things? She didn't find anything. She didn't. She wasn't massive. But I'm saying, well, what's the point of doing a bdika on an HN above?
No, what
are you gaining? Just skip the bdika.
Why? Until you gain
nothing. Because if you don't find anything, then it's ever nothing's there. It's still just as good, and you don't lose.
Okay, well, you know, when we get to
Kufsani... Only afterwards. Afterwards it was...
When we get to Kufsani Vav, we'll see... There is rain, there's rain. If I've ever heard this, you can reshow
it. We tell her where they get to Vav.
What?
Tell her where they get to
Vav. Not from Shabakim.
No, you got stuck.
No. Not during Shivanakiyah. There is way, for example, during Shivanakiyah. Let's say we tell her we're white under, right? Is that because we want to... Is that because we want that if she's Pakistani, she's going to become Tomei Mishum Chesed? Or is it just because we want to know who Elisa is Mayona Pasuach or Mayona Sosa? But we don't care about that. Actually, let's say she's white polyester under, white Dabar Shein HaMekabal Tomei. For argument's sake, white underwear is valid, not mekabel tzomim. Well, let's say light yellow underwear is not mekabel tzomim. But Lamaisa will know, if she sees a spot on it, will know. Can she wear that during Shiva Nikim? If she finds a kessel on it, will be betamer her. But is the reason she's wearing white underwear during Shiva Nikim because we want to be betamer her if she sees a kessel? Or just because we want, I'll even go a step weiter, as Mavur L'Chayim Rishayim, we want her to be aware, to pay attention, and see if she'll see that by Gosh. It's really all Kimu Asiba, not a sinner.
Why all the Chayim, the Shutim, when they're talking about wearing Bigdin Sivanim, Shivan Akim, they really have a problem, why not wear a light, Shivan Akim, right on the way, light on the way.
Okay, we'll see when we get to Chutzani Chav. We'll see, we'll leave something for Chutzani Chav. But I'm saying there is raid. You're asking, l'chatchila, what, with an aid b'dik, what should she do? So we'll have to see there. Is there an Indian doubt that should be in an oifen that it would be Tomei or not? Okay, well.
There's a stock under Indian, you should check it before you.
L'chatchila, no, definitely you should check it before you see this. Fine. Obviously, there's other nekudas l'mais in the sifim. I did not have a chance to be mavar or anything that I would be able to add to them. But anyway, the other part didn't see Shulchan Aruch yet so much. So I will do another round. I imagine once you get to Shulchan Aruch, there's not that much. There's a Siddur Tavit, there's a Chavos Das. You know, there's not that much in the Reit Nachrayim on these seven Seifim. So even though it took us a good part of a week to do Gemara Rishayim and Bais Yosef, I imagine that I assume the Olam basically is holding getting to Shulchan Aruch, right? So I recommend when you do Shulchan Aruch, breaking it down, doing Lam Gimel Lam Dal Lam and Hey together, which is a Boduk and the Man of Vav Zayin. Which is Eina Bodek, and then Ches, which is what is the definition of Bodek, Eina Bodek, and Lama Tesla, which is what's the Mekesim of Bodek, Eina Bodek. But it's not going to be such enough committed, because I would say even do two Bais Yosef, all of them together, then Shulchan Aruch, Achrayim do...
But the din kesem on begad shel bodok kinu bodok. Is there a lot of gemaras in it? It's supposed to be a lot of gemaras in it, no?
Kesem what? Siflamit tes?
Yeah. No? Chalukah.
There's a lot of things about, but those, yeah, that's not the din of bodek or ain't bodek. Here, there's a machleik, there's a big machleik, is the taz and tershlam against basically everybody else. Just for hakdomo, as we mentioned, with aid, it was clear, we passed in the rounds, but there's three different levels. There's bodek, beinoni, and ain't bodek, legami. And bodek is even pops me gris, ain't bodek's gris, and meluchlich is even yosim gris is tar. What's going to be by chaluk? Chaluk, we know anyway is a kesem. It's anyway never going to be tamei less than a gris. So what's going to be if it's beinoni? Is beinoni going to be the same as boduk, and is also going to be tamei once it's a gris, or is it going to be like meluchluch and bitar? You know, by kesem, that when we say chaluk is tamei when it's a kesem kegris, is that only when it's mamish boduk, or is that even a beinoni? That's a big machlokes, basically a taz against everyone else. I think Teresh Lam's like the taz also. But we'll see that. It's important machlokes, but that's Megiel Lamaisa. It's Megiel Lamaisa, the lady's underwear, her dress, whatever it is, she finds a kesem on her sheet, she finds a kesem on it, and it wasn't mamish body. She forgot, she didn't check the white sheet when she put it on her bed, she didn't check the white underwear when she put it on in the morning, which she should, but she didn't. So now, Madiba. Is there any kesem on it at all? She finds a kesem bigger than a gris. Is she tamei or not? Okay, right placement, nothing. Just a regular achas. The taz is machmir, and basically everyone else is mekul. Fine. So I imagine the oilam can finish those seven sifim shulchan aruch and basic achronim in Sunday, Monday, 2 days, I think. If I'm wrong, to finish it properly. But I'm trying to give a rough framework because again, the oilam knows I'm going to be away for 2 weeks. So I want to give the oilam at least some general targets. Because then we'll do what we can do. But and also the oil should make an effort. I don't know exactly how we're going to do this, but the oil should make an effort to try to stay together. When I'm always trying to go around and make everyone in the same place, but no, I don't want some people 5 feet from ahead and some people 5 feet from behind, and it'll be a balagan. So the oil should. I'm just going to try to give a rough framework if someone wants to jot it down, and then you'll see if it's realistic. It's just rough. But again, I'm imagining we should be able to finish Lamed Gimel through Lamed Tes. On Monday, maybe Tuesday morning. Let's say Yud Aleph Yud Bey, then we'll go back to Yud Aleph Yud Beis. Yud Aleph Yud Beis is basically Mokum Metzias Akesim. Lamata Me'achagor, Lamayra Me'achagor, if it's on the Begodim, or Lamata Beis Atarfa, Knege Beis Atarfa, it's on the Guf. It's just interesting to go into, I have my notes, I don't remember who says it anymore. What exactly is Chagor? It seems to go back to the Gemara of Takonis Ezra. One of the early Achronim says it goes back to Tekonis Ezra. It's going, Chagor doesn't mean a belt, it doesn't have rip, it means underwear from Tekonis Ezra, Lubash B'Sinor, Lachgor B'Sinor, and it's coming above the underwear. Anyway, Kitzer, above the waistband, maybe the underwear. So let's Yud Alfi Beis, it's a lot of Gemara, and it's a lot of B'Syosif. It's again, not so much Halakh L'Maisa. It's not so, it's again, it'll take pretty much till the end of the week. Let's say next week. Maybe the item will finish already Thursday morning, we'll see. But then, from, say, Thursday afternoon, and then the next week, I imagine the item can probably do from Yud Gimel to Lamed Beis. Because there's one after another short Seifim, there's not that much Gemara Rishonim, there's not much Tuvah Seisim, there's very little Shulchan Aruch. And I'm imagining that, you know, that's also where it starts, where people can get ahead and behind now. If you're doing 20 Seifim in a week, so some people do it, some people might not. But I think the Oyem should make an effort, and I'll see when I come back, realistically. I mean, again, you know, don't skip Sifim, don't learn not well, because I said the Elam is holding. But Be'ez Hashem, I'm hoping when I come back, the Oyem will be ready to go start Sifim now. But if not, so we'll have to start to face the last couple Sifim before I will give one. I think that's realistic. But I'll try also to be in touch. Is there anyone who has an American phone line? You do. Maybe I'll take down your phone numbers. Yeah, just, it's easier for me. I mean, I have a cell phone and my sheriff's phone. It's easier for me to call American phone number. And I'll try to keep in touch and at least...
Have an email.
I'll try to keep in touch with the other one and find out where everyone's holding. You know, I don't know how much I'm going to be holding in the sugars to help anyone with any shilas that will come up. But...
we'll also take the rose.
Sorry, my number. And whatever, I'll try to touch with you. What?
The davening, you should be
my sister. Yeah, the davening and learn Stark. the Sfas Tekoil, the Bez Hashem, certainly have enough money to pay him for the next 6 months, and maybe even, if, you know, if you have really hard, maybe I'll be able to get him a raise, this we'll see. We have to have really hard for that, because I know what the maths of America is today. I mean, I know what the maths